Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. Today I have a fun episode in store for you. I came on this answering a Q&A that I got about how to energy shield, but as you'll be able to tell in the episode, we took a sharp right turn and went straight into channeling and why I'm not a huge fan of channeling. It's what I've seen this do to people with channeling long term and how that can be related to soulless meat suits, as I call it, or a soulless physical body. And so that's what we're going to get into on this episode. And then in the next episode, we'll follow up this episode with how to properly set an energetic field so that you have boundaries in place. So when weird things like this come at you, your bodies will alert you to it. So this is kind of like a part one to that. And then we'll go into part two on the next show. So if that sounds interesting, let's jump right in. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, Renegades. Hey there, welcome back, Renegades. So a few weeks ago, we talked about energy shielding. I had a Q&A and the question was, can we energy shield our partners, our spouse, or whoever, right? Family members, people we care about. And I answered that question and I got a lot of feedback asking, like, what is energy shielding? What is energy shielding? And I guess sometimes, you know, I do some of these episodes and unless you guys tell me that you don't know something, I assume sometimes that everybody knows the things that I'm talking about, which I know is a little bit, maybe one of these years I'll snap out of that. Since I got so many questions on that, I thought I should address that because I honestly felt like that should have been something I addressed a long time ago, which maybe I have, you know, maybe on the Ascension and Awakening episode I have, or maybe I did on Instagram. I don't remember, but it's a really, really important practice. It's a very important practice, especially now. At the time that I'm recording this, we're in June 2022. And for those of you who got my ultimate 2022 energy update, I talked about this year being such an important year. And I feel like kicking off in July 2022 is when we're really getting into like the action part of this year. I don't know. I have a lot of people who reach out saying they feel restless energy and I feel it too. It's not, now some of that is mine from my personal life, the microcosm, but I do feel that much of that is from the macrocosm of what we're like the energy that we're already feeling that's coming down the pipeline for the remainder of 2022. So by the way, the reason that most of my Instagram feed, not the stories, but the feed is regarding breath work and meditation and grounding and self-care and self-love is because this roller coaster ride that we're on right now, which is ascension, awakening, soul evolution, the fall of Babylon is like some people have been calling it, whatever you want to call what we're going through, which is the collapse of the 3D. It's a roller coaster ride, right? And there's a lot that comes with that. And sometimes we get some peaceful periods, which is a time for us to, you know, recollect, you know, contract, maybe fortify our energy and things like that. And then sometimes we have like an expansive period where we're like going for it. We're out there, we're getting stuff done and stuff like that. And sometimes you can feel both in the same day. Recently, I did a poll on my IG and I just asked like if anybody else was feeling tired because I was feeling like, you know, physically tired. Mentally, I felt great. You know, I feel energized. I feel like on it. I feel ambitious. I feel driven. Like mentally, I'm on fire. But physically, I was dragging ass. I was just tired. I felt like I needed naps, which I never nap. So that was new. And so I asked if anyone else was feeling the same way. And surprisingly, I think my poll was like 98% felt the same way, you know, where they felt like, okay, I have a lot of mental energy, but I'm like exhausted right now, you know? And part of what we're going through is so beyond our comprehension. Like there's so much happening right now. For those that are in the know, and I won't go too much into detail about this here, but you know, there is something very powerful happening with our DNA. And you know, I've heard some people coin it that we're moving from carbon-based DNA to crystalline, which feels like that's truth, right? That there's some truth to that. And even with that, I feel like that's beyond much of our comprehension. Like those that are, you know, have been given that puzzle piece of that's what's happening. That's beautiful. And I'm glad that they're sharing that with us. I think most of us can feel something is happening, right? Physically, energetically, mentally, spiritually, like we feel that we are changing, right? We're evolving. There's like a rapid acceleration, right? Many of us feel that, but I don't think any one person knows exactly what that means, right? Or exactly how this is going to play out. I think we're just all doing the best we can considering the circumstance that we're in. So anyway, I share that with you because I know that this year, 2022, is just so powerful. I keep calling the 2020s a saga, right? We started off with 2020, the year that we got clarity and vision and got back to our pillars and our foundation, the homecoming, we return home to ourselves, right? And then we had 2021, which is liberation and like freedom and sovereignty and really stepping into that, right? Letting go or releasing ourselves, not releasing, letting go and breaking off from the things that we felt were really holding us down. And then now 2022 is the year like we step into this highest timeline. We live from a heart-centered space. We have good clarity on our vision and what we want and what matters to us and all of that stuff. And by the way, this isn't like a one and done type deal, right? Obviously, there are some people even now in 2022 that are getting better vision, right? Better clarity, returning home to themselves that many of us went through in 2020, right? So like I said, this is a saga. There's a compound effect that's happening in this decade, you know? And then 2022, I feel, is the game changer, right? That's why in my energy update, for those of you who got that, I talk so much about the fact that our choices really matter this year, especially because it can set the trajectory for the remaining of the saga that is the 2020s. So with that said, yes, I do feel like we are getting into like the action-packed part of 2022. And I say that no fear-mongering, honestly, because it's like I don't feel like those of us who are on the ascending timeline have anything to fear. But fear itself, perhaps, right? Like I honestly am at the point now where I realize that the things that are happening, the stuff that's outside of our control, right? Like, let's just talk from a practical sense. Many of you have talked about like, okay, is there a recession looming? Like, are we going into this financial collapse? And first of all, we're already in a recession. I hate to be the one that breaks it to you if you're not aware, but yeah, we're already in that, right? And financial collapse, I don't know. Could it be? Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know how you can be trillions and trillions in debt as a nation. This part in particular, I'm speaking to those of us that are in the US, that are in the Western side. Now, I know other countries have like a lot of their own turmoil and stuff like that, but I'm speaking about my location. And really, a lot of what happens in the US, there's a trickle effect that happens to other countries, right? Just because I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Well, I am, but I don't feel like getting into it here. But anyway, the things that happen here really do have an impact everywhere else. And I do also feel like I've heard somebody refer to US, like the location, like if you think of Earth as having her own consciousness, right? And if you think of like the chakras or the energy centers, I've heard that the US is like the throat chakra of planet Earth. And part of me believes that to be true. You know, that's why I think the US has so much influence over other countries, even if they're not experiencing the same things that we're experiencing it. We're so loud and vocal about it and we shout it from the rooftop that it kind of spills over into other countries. And in some ways, that's not the best thing, right? Because in a lot of ways, America's been infiltrated. And so the woke, the fake woke movement, right? That people are screaming from the rooftop here in America has spilled over. I think of it more of as a contaminant when we talk about that, but it's like, you know, it's contagious and it's spread throughout the world. We have it the worst here with that false, fake woke movement, which is actually not woke at all because they're the most in a trance and asleep behind the wheel, but whatever, they've hijacked that movement. But then in a lot of ways, it's a great thing because like for the freedom movement and the sovereignty movement and the spiritual ascension movement, and just there's a lot of good movements that are happening also in America that we are voicing out across the world, which is actually a beautiful thing. So, you know, this is the duality of this nature, right? Of the world that we're in, the realm that we're in, the matrix, if you will, is that, you know, there's always the polar opposites, you know? So anyway, back to the 2022 energetics. But so with that said, my point being is that, yes, there are things that are happening that are outside of our control, right? Like if there's going to happen a financial collapse, first of all, we know all systems of corruption, all systems of oppression need to collapse. That's part of what we're going through as well. So while that might pose some discomfort and uncertainty, if you know the bigger plan and the better plan, right? I'm not talking about the dark agenda that is 2030, but I'm talking about the real plan. Perhaps I should say goal instead of plan, because I don't even really know that it's a plan. But for those of us that are on the ascending timeline, we know that the systems of corruption must crumble. And so with that comes a level of discomfort if that happens, right? I mean, some of these systems of corruption, we've lived into them for so long that we can't even imagine any other way, right? We're like, okay, if this crumbles, then what happens? But sometimes in life, that's exactly what's needed, is that sometimes we don't have good clarity or we don't have a vision of another way because we've been in a certain way for so long. So there's not the space to create anew, right? And so with a collapse comes a space that's created, right? We can't build on a shitty foundation. It must collapse all the way, and then we build from there. And then once the collapse happens, perhaps we'll have better clarity. Now, I'm not saying there's no clarity now, because I see a lot of people creating really great things, whether that be in business, in health, in life, in finances, in spirituality. There are people creating beautiful things right now. And so if you're caught up too much on what is collapsing, you might lose sight of what's already being created, which might inspire you to create whatever you're here to create, right? So that's just something to keep in mind. Now, back to what I was mentioning about my IG, the reason that I always talk about grounding and all of that stuff, like self-care and all that, is because as the acceleration quickens and the collapse quickens, it is going to be integral for us to be grounded, rock solid, energetically speaking, right? And not just energy. Your energy body is important, yes, but the physical is very important, the mental, the spiritual. It is going to be really important for us to be grounded, you know, so that way whatever is happening on the outside can't shake us, right? It can't deter us from our track. It can't become a hindrance of what we're creating. And as the collapse happens, those that aren't grounded, they're going to be activated in not the best way, right? In a negative way, right? They're going to lose their fucking shit. And so those of us who are aware of what's coming and the bigger plan and the bigger agenda and the ascension timeline, it's really important for us to really be rock solid, not only to support and serve others, but also to keep us on the right track, right? Because this isn't meant to derail us. We came for this. We are birthing the new paradigm, right? We signed up for this. We know what's coming. We've been preparing for this, most of us our whole life, but definitely accelerated in the last 2 years. So regardless of what happens in the external, don't forget what you have available to you at all times in the internal world. And your internal world is going to be your beacon and your saving grace. So all that to say is that the physical is so important, because I see right now that there's a whole movement that's happening with the spiritual community that is lost in the clouds, right? And really, they're not even in the clouds, to be honest. They're in the astral, but whatever. Listen to my astral episode for more on that. But it's the people right now who are talking about aliens coming to save us and the Galactic Federation. Let me tell you, if I hear anyone saying, we've got a message for you from the Galactic Federation of Light, I immediately will change it or move on or whatever. Like if it's on a YouTube, I'll exit out of that YouTube. If it's on a post, I've actually unfollowed a lot of the accounts that are speaking like that because it's funny because they think they're being original, but they're actually tapped into a hive mind that actually is spewing out all the same things and it's false light. Okay. Luciferian, if you want to call it that, whatever. These aliens coming to save us or the aliens that are giving us information, right? These people channeling the aliens and all of this stuff, right? The extraterrestrials. Some people are calling them ascended masters. Some people are calling them the adept. Some people are calling them, some people call it Jesus. That one makes me laugh because it's like, okay, Jesus, but then they're in polarity, right? And it's like, do you understand that if you believe in Jesus or Christ, right? Christ is unconditional love. And so the fact that you're spewing polarity, right? And the fact that you're trusting like big daddy government and all of these things, right? While you're also claiming the Jesus card, it's like, that's a false Jesus. And by the way, the Bible warns people of that, right? False prophets, right? The Antichrist. So it's just funny because it's like, the more you zoom out, the more you can see this kind of stuff clearly. And the more you see how easily people are sucked into it. But once again, this is all part of the agenda that we've talked about several times on this show is that all of these things are meant to disempower, take you from focusing within, which is an actual solution to what's happening, right? As an actual path to your best and highest and greatest timeline, right? Going within. And all of these things are designed to take you away from that and put you into trusting that something outside of you is going to save you, is to say, okay, the Galactic Federation is going to do it, or the Palladians, right? The Pleiadians, whatever, the Assyrians, right? All of these different councils of what the fuck ever, right? These are all these alien things. And it's sad because I'm seeing really smart, really good, really wise, and I thought were grounded, but you cannot be grounded in talking this stuff. You can't. It's a vibrational frequency, and vibrational frequency of groundedness does not align with the vibrational frequency of those asking to be beamed up by extraterrestrials, right? It's two different things. And at the end of the day, that's all this universe is. That's all this holographic matrix is. That's all any of this is vibrational frequency. And so it becomes very clear when we can see things from a vibrational level, because then you know that when you go outside of yourself and you're asking whomever to save you, and you're putting all your trust in that savior coming, and then you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything for yourself to save yourself. That is the vibrational frequency of victim consciousness. And victim consciousness is not the same vibrational frequency as groundedness. When you are grounded, you are rooted, okay? You know who you are. You're empowered. That's a totally different vibrational frequency. That vibrational frequency allows you to see solutions that you can do for yourself, right? It's not going to have you. I'm not saying we can't have mentors. This is totally different than a mentor. This is people trusting in entities that they are not even familiar with for real. The entity might be making contact with them. Some of these people I think are frauds, right? Are they really channeling Galactic Federation? I don't know. I think a lot of these people are frauds. And then there's those that are really communicating or channeling, I should say, with entities. And I hate to always take these episodes there, but it just is what it is right now. We're in a spiritual warfare, so I don't know any other way to say this. But you know, and that's what's dangerous is when you're channeling these entities and they're trying to rob you of your power. The more that they can rob you of your power, the less grounded you are, the less rooted in who you are, the less that you're going within, the more control they have over your physical vessel. And this is going to lead me to energy shielding, which I'm going to get into in just a moment. But all the entities, right, whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it dark energy, if you want to call them spirits, if you want to call them astral entities, whatever, right? All of these entities that don't have a physical body, their dream come true is for you to serve your physical body to them. And then they will use it however they deem fit, right? And so these people that are channeling these entities, first of all, they're spewing false information to the masses. So those that have influence that are channeling the Galactic Federation, and then they come on to their YouTube or their Instagram or their Facebook or wherever they hang out, And then they share with their following the channeled material that has come from Galactic Federation. Well, what that has done is now not only has that person served themselves to these entities, but what that's done is it's actually influencing others, those that are susceptible to being influenced, to also serve their bodies to the entities. Because what's happening is these people that are following this person, right, that's channeling, they're like, well, why can't I do that? I would like to talk to Galactic Federation. So then they're going to start trying to make communication or trying to commune with them, right? And then they're going to start posting stuff like, oh, I can't wait till the Galactic Federation comes and saves me. Our words matter. And we've talked about that so many times on this show, and I'll keep talking about it because of how important it is. If they can trick us into inviting them in to our energetic field, they've won. And so if they can get one influencer to go out there and be like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to worry about anything that's happening in this realm, because first of all, it's not real anyway, and we're going to be saved out of here, right? And that's why I related this to the Christians as well, because the Christians are under some assumption that there's going to be a rapture that's going to come and save the pious Christians and take them wherever, right? And then these same people are not doing anything to change their life in the meantime. And that's what happens when you're disempowered, that you're waiting for someone else to be your solution. And so then you miss sight of the solutions that are presented to you. And by the way, this is not a knock on Christianity. I mean, most of the religions do the same thing. That's how they've been designed. I'm going to do a whole episode on religion. I'm just not there yet. But there's a lot of beauty in religion, and there's a lot of truth in religion, and most religion has been tampered with by man. So there's that. So anyway, the part of religion that's beautiful is the part that says to go within, right? Kingdom of heaven can be found within, right? That's the part that's beautiful, the unconditional love part, all of that. There's so much beauty. But a lot of times what happens is people have gotten caught up in like the wrong things. And actually they're not even sticking to scripture for the most part. They're basing their religious like beliefs in what maybe a pastor or minister or whatever has told them, or what has traditionally been passed down, versus the truth that is actually in the scripture, right? And so a lot of these people are just a do as you're told kind of people. And that is the problem with all of this, right? The problem with the religious people that are waiting to be saved, the ET followers, the UFO believers that are waiting to be saved, is that they have been tricked into doing as they're told, which is just waiting for a savior, versus learning that there are certain things you can do to save yourself so that you're not suffering and just like throwing your hands up and saying, oh, well, until said savior comes and saves you from whatever, right? We didn't come here just to hang out and chill and suffer until some savior comes to save us. That's bullshit. I hate to laugh at this because I know that this is lots of people's beliefs, but that's BS. You know, it's like, really, do you honestly think that we were created and then placed here so that we can just sit around and suffer in this fake matrix, right? The illusion that's the matrix that is full of human suffering. And then we just are supposed to sit around and deal with it and wait until somebody comes and saves us. Really, with all of our divinity within, with all of our power, with all of our creative energy, with the divine creator of all creation that created us, right? You think that that all-knowing, omnipotent, like strong, powerful creator created us just for that? Really? Is that what you think this life is about? No. We've been given the blueprint, also by religion, believe it or not, to transcend that world, right? Transcend that matrix living. And unfortunately, too many people are caught up in the savior part of it versus the blueprint, the roadmap, the path that teaches us how do we transcend, right? So anyway, I'm going to leave that part there. The point of all of this is that, okay, so I initially started off this episode to talk about energy shielding, but we have obviously derailed from that, which sometimes tends to happen. I go off on tangents because there's important stuff that I want to make sure to say. So I don't want this to drag on too long. So I'll end it here and then we'll pick up on the next episode regarding how to actually energy shield. But to wrap this up, one of the things I want to quickly mention about the whole channeling thing, and this actually could fall into our 5D trap episodes that we're also wrapping up right now, is that the reason that some of these people who are channelers have been led astray is because of the very thing this episode is about, energy shield, okay? Your divine template that's created. So you, okay? Now here's an important part of all this. It's really important that you figure out who you really are at your essence. You know, if you haven't done any kind of inquiry or anything like that about like, who are you really? You can listen to my episode, Who Am I Really? So that, you know, you can get more input on this part. But it's really important for us to really understand who we are in our essence, right? Not this physical body, not the labels that we wear in, none of that stuff, right? And I'll have probably a deeper episode on this because this is really important in the next phase of whatever we're going through, right? But the fact of the matter is, when you know who you truly are, which is spirit in the physical form, okay? You know that the way we are divinely created in this physical realm is that we are supposed to be a single spirit, a single soul in this physical body, okay? And so what people who channel are doing is they're opening up their energetic body for another entity, okay? Could it be a soul? Maybe, but it could also not be a soul, you know? It could just be an entity or a dark energy or mischievous energy. And so what's happening when you do that is because it goes against your divine organic template, it is going to eventually, maybe not right away, but it will eventually weaken your energetic aura, like your energetic field that's around you. And I've seen this personally, not through my eyes, but maybe through my mind's eye or just a deep knowing, that people who have been channeling for a very long time and have invited the entities into their energetic field, their energetic field begins to look like Swiss cheese. It's holy. You know, not holy like like religious holy, right? But it has literal holes in it. You know what I mean? And those holes are due to when these entities come in and out of their energetic field, you know? So it's like Swiss cheese. Their energy shield isn't fortified. So they have entities that just come in and out. You know what I mean? And with time, if you keep doing that, what's going to happen is you're not going to have control of your energetic bodies anymore because the entities will. You won't, you know, you would have lost your power. And so then the entities run the show, which is what they want, right? Because they can't do that without you inviting them in. They cannot come and force their way into your field without you letting them in. So that's what's happening with these people that are channeling, is that they're letting the entities and the energy in until one day their real soul, because this is what happens, self-preservation, okay? Our physical body is meant to self-preserve. Our soul is meant to self-preserve. Our spirit is meant to preserve all of it. Okay. So at a certain point, what's going to happen is the soul is going to fragment to save itself. If there's too many entities coming in and out of your energetic field, that is a violation to your soul. It's like a rape of your soul. Okay. So your soul is going to fragment. And when the soul gets fragmented enough where there's not anything left to store, your spirit is going to sever all soul connection. So then what happens is that body, the physical body that we see, is now a soulless body. Okay. I knew I was not expecting to take this episode there, but it's here. Okay. So once the soul completely severs and that body, the physical body, becomes soulless, there are no more ties to the divine. There's no more ties to morals or values or ethics or anything like that. There's no more light, divine light. So then that body becomes what's called a dark portal, meaning any entity can come in and out and do whatever it wants. And that's why we see people who are psychopaths, who seem to not care about humanity at all, who seem extremely savage. They do terrible things, killing children, killing people. Like we hear of like cannibalism and all the things that we see in this world that are super duper dark like that. That is being carried out when we see a physical person doing it, like a mom who's killed all her children or something crazy like that, right? Or a politician or a billionaire owner of some company that's carrying out an agenda that we can obviously tell is anti-divine or anti-human or has genocidal tendencies. People are like, oh, they're having a mental breakdown. No, what's happened is dark entities have taken over that body. And so there is no more divinity in that soul. There is no more soul, period. You know, if you ever look at someone and they got real black eyes and you're like, you feel icky, kind of like something inside of you is like disrupted. And then maybe because of training and conditioning, you tell yourself like, I don't want to be mean. Let me be polite or kind to this person. No, your body is alerting you, hey, something about this is not organic. And that's the truth. It's not organic. It's a soulless person. I won't even call him a person. It's a soulless physical body. You know, your internal compass is alerting you of that, you know, disengage, right? So in Sarah fashion, I have to take it there, but this is what happens when people channel. And this is why I'm anti-channeling. And this is why I don't listen to channelers. Am I saying all channelers are like this? No, but there is a possibility that they all could turn into this. You know what I mean? And before it gets to the super dark, this takes time for it to become like that. You know what I mean? A channeler, if they were approached with the entity and the entity let it be known what the end goal is or the intention is, most channelers would stop right away and be like, no, you're not doing that to me. You know? So it takes time for it to evolve into that dark of a path, right? It just is going to start off very wholesome appearing and then it goes dark, right? So that's why I personally don't mess with anything that's relating to channeling. I don't need to, because I have the divine within me and that is who I am. So I know who I am. And that's why I said it's so important to have your pillars really strong during the spiritual war so that you cannot be led astray and you do not let any entities in and you don't hand over your power, because that's the only way they can get it, with your consent. And it doesn't have to be informed consent. So if you don't want to give it away, learn all the ways that people are giving power away and then reclaim your power. So in the next episode, we'll get into energy shielding so that your bodies alert you when these kinds of things come along, the things that are meant to disempower, so that right away you put an end to it and you don't go down that path. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.